Lunch break.
Lunch break.
Woo! Here I am, Tater Biscuit. First day on the job.
Do you feel like it's your first day of school? Did you have to like show up with like a backpack and
I had my little backpack. I had my
pencils in a pouch.
I had all the my accoutrements for my desk. Full tuxedo. Because I thought to myself, what's worse, being
a mani and a pedi,
underdressed or being overdressed? And I don't think anyone can really determine the perfect amount of dressing that you need.
Definitely underdressed would be worse.
Not just in real life, but in terms of a job situation, but also with like a food. Turkey
salad.
Or, ooh, salad. That's a good one. Mashed potatoes.
Actually, I feel like underdressed is the option I would take for salads. Overdressed.
Disagree.
Salad is terrible.
No, man. I like a few leaves of lettuce floating around in my like ranch stew.
In your
my ranch soup.
Balsamic spinach cereal.
I start every day the same way.
With my bowl of spinach cereal. Oh, you put milk in spinach? No. A whole lake of blue cheese.
Blue cheese.
My family used to say that anytime you would pass the ranch bottle or the Italian dressing. Italian dressing was the worst because they'd never put the little... They used to not make them with little tiny holes. You should just be unscrew the cap and pour.
Mm-hmm.
And so with a family of seven people, we would have a large table and we'd have to pass the Italian dressing to the other end. So mom and dad couldn't pour the Italian dressing for the young kid. So the joke was like, as soon as he opened the bottle, he would pour a lake of dressing on his plate. So we call it laked it. You laked it. True story.
I'm not sure what you just said, because I was zoning out a little bit.
It's fine.
But did it have to do with the little
dress
adapter thing that they put into the spice bottle? You ever do that with like the garlic salt?
Yep.
And you're just like, well, this is completely ruined.
And you pour too much. Or it's like the prank when people would...
That's the worst. Nothing makes me more angry than when I'm trying to cook something and I think it's going to be easy and it turns into an ordeal. Like, if I was the Hulk, that would be the only thing that could turn me into the Hulk. They'd be like, quick, we need the Hulk immediately to save the world. Undo all of the freaking lids on the cinnamon and the freaking garlic salt and then send him into the kitchen to make some French toast. He'll be the effing Hulk in 3 seconds.
It's like the cinnamon challenge. French toast edition.
God.
Hmm.
Anywho, other than that, day one's going good. It's very surreal. I don't feel like it's real. And
maybe it's
I think I spoke about it a little bit on the show, but at Long John Johnson & Johnson, I was in an hourly position, you know, as I was coming out of a sabbatical, if you will.
Sure.
And so, you know, now I'm back in a big boy job with my briefcase and I don't have a briefcase, but I feel like I have an intellectual briefcase. Like it's there with me in spirit. But anyway, like I don't know how to act. I'm not sure what I told my manager I was going to the restroom earlier and he gave me the weirdest look ever and it was a super uncomfortable moment. He was like, "Why are you telling me you have to use the restroom?
Do you want me to come?
Do you need help? Like, or do you need to know where it is?"
And I think the thing.
And he was smart. He's a smart guy. And he was like immediately like, "I'll tell him where it is so he thinks that I thought that he needed to know where it was so I can reduce the embarrassment."
So he played it down.
And I was like, "Good man."
What a guy.
Good man. What a guy. What a mensch.
Hey, that's empathy. You need people with empathy.
No, I really like, I really, well, you know, it's hard to tell within the first 5 minutes, but I think I like everyone on the team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think I do so far. But other than that, yeah, like I feel weird. Like when I got up to come to our, to record Snack Break with Dan and Tate, the Anchor Podcaster, it's recorded in my car somewhere in the parking lots of this shop in field. when I left to do that, I was like, so, I'm gonna go to lunch, I guess, then? And, like, you know, the like, girl that sits next to me is like, fine, yeah, fine, have a good lunch. Okay, so did I just go? Because I have, like, 24 months of brainwashing that tells me that I need to clock out when I do this. And so, to this very second, I feel like I left something very unfinished.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did something wrong, and I'm gonna go back, and everyone's gonna laugh. It's the weirdest thing.
Like, bro, where were you?
Bro!
You were only supposed to take 30 minutes.
You missed the thing. This isn't going to work.
You're fired.
But instead, it's just like, you know, super cash. And I love it. So far, so good, man. I'm really happy, and it hasn't hit me yet. I'll let you guys know when it does hit me. I still feel very much like it's like some sort of like a departure. Like it's like when you'd go on a field trip or something, and you know, like, this isn't normal. Mm-hmm. Like, this is just for the field trip. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow, it's going to be back to normal. I'm still right. in that mental space.
Right.
Where I feel like I'm just on some special assignment. But then they're like, have you set up your booked your travel accounts yet? And have you got, did you get your points with American Airlines? And did you do this? And did you do that? And I'm like,
am I supposed to do that?
Do you not have a passport? I'm like, I don't know what to do.
You have to have a passport?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's a whole thing, man. Mm. Yeah. Again.
Wow.
Now I'm getting to that borderline where I'm starting to feel an uncomfortable feeling in my belly, because I don't want to give too much details so people can.
You don't need to have a passport, because if you have a passport. But anyway.
No, but anyway, yeah, they're like, and I'm like, set up the what? The who? She's like, you have travel points, right? And I'm like, I don't. Who do you think I am? I don't travel. Who does that? Who has time? I took a plane once.
I travel too.
I'm not McDonald's. One of you. Yeah. I have an account with them. The app is fantastic. I get great deals on breakfast sandwiches.
Coupons. Sometimes my wife is like, hey, you want to go on a trip? Why, yes, I do.
Woo! And we drive on down to the next town over, and we go to the lake. It's fantastic.
That reminds me of our conversation last night when we were discussing all the getting together the guys for like a weekend trip.
Right.
It's not a It's not even a trip. It's just like... down yeah, the like city over
15 minute drive. That's probably more than that, but yeah, no, totally. So this whole thing's foreign, and I'm getting set up for all this stuff, and then like oh this was the one they were like, hey, make sure you get your TSA pre-check. And I was like, oh, I get to be the freaking special TSA pre-check people now?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. That made my day. I was like, I like called my wife. I was like, babe, we're TSA pre-check people now. We got to skip the line. That was very exciting. Well,
you have to wait in the...
You skipped a big giant line. You have to wait in the line to actually get scanned and stuff.
That's true. Although, I just went to Portland or whatever. Well, that line was tiny.
But it depends on the airport.
That's true. Dallas would be... Dallas. I feel like all the planes fly into Dallas. All the planes fly into Atlanta.
DFW's huge. Atlanta's huge. Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale, surprisingly large and in charge. But you're not, like, unless you're going there, you don't have to go through security, right? Like usually when you go through those places, you're just like, it's just a stop on the trip. It's, you know, it's just a holdover or whatever.
But, a layover?
A layover. But, yeah, dude. San Diego? The freaking getting through security there is a nightmare,
so you
get
to
my
skip
man.
That one.
That's a nightmare.
Oh. Yeah. Sweet.
But anyway.
Sweet.
How are you, buddy?
Well, I told you how I was.
I know, but you didn't tell the viewers, and they need to know. They have an insatiable desire for facts about your life.
There's an article.
Also, not true.
Sure. I'll read some of these, because we were saying this is kind of interesting.
If I had to choose a psychological illness for myself, it would definitely be that I am convinced that people care about my life, and cognitively, I know they don't.
That's on this list!
Nuh-uh!
Yep. Okay, so the article I read this morning... 30 things people don't realize you're doing because of your depression. Little sad. Sorry. Sorry for bringing a negative story to this sensational snack lunch break.
No, it's great.
But
we like to talk about all the issues here, Taters Biscuits.
Yes. So there's some ones that you would expect, like tired all the time, agreeing to social plans and canceling last minute. And then this is where it comes in. Agreeing to social plans but canceling last minute, using an excuse, but really... you just chickened out. It makes you think your friends don't actually want to see you. They just feel bad. Does that make sense? So you chicken out because you're like, oh, they just feel bad and they're obligated to hang out with
me. Yeah, the pity invite.
Yeah, yeah. And so you were like, I don't want to go.
I felt like that before. I think we've all felt one. What's some of the good ones that people can really identify with at home?
Let's see.
Or in the car, or on the bus, or in the train, or wherever people might
this
be listening
one's a
to
given,
this.
I feel like I don't like talking on the phone. I prefer to. By the way, if one of these matches you, it doesn't mean you're depressed. It just means that
you may be
if
depressed.
If you are depressed, you might experience these things.
That, yeah.
You may be.
Also, let's go ahead and just put it out there that neither of us are licensed physicians in any sense.
Correct.
And people should not take our medical advice.
And I doubt the author of this article is either.
What's the platform?
Upworthy.com.
Upworthy? Ooh, yeah, we gotta be careful with that.
Maybe not, maybe not. Anyway, I don't like talking on the phone. I prefer to text. Less pressure there. Also being antisocial. Not because I don't like being around people, but because I'm pretty sure everyone can't stand me.
Ooh.
That one's sad. Anyway, these don't describe me, all of them, but there were some that I was just talking about how
Let me look at these.
They make me feel, or they reminded me of how I feel about, like, certain job scenarios or other things.
Oh, this is a really common one, I think. Number 12, saying I'm tired or I don't feel good, but you don't realize how much depression can affect you physically.
Oh, so
as well as emotionally.
So you don't know this person. They're all like quotes from people.
Right.
So like Lauren G, whoever that is.
Thank you for your bravery, Lauren G.
She's saying that.
Kenny G's daughter.
She just says.
It's hard being the daughter of a famous saxophone magnate.
Of Kenny G.
Like sexual icon like Kenny G.
Wait, is Kenny G the guy?
No, that's what, like that's guy? Like George Michael. No, Kenny G was Kenny G was damn, can I verbalize a Kenny G jam that people will know? Hold on. It's going to test all of my mental strength. Oh, I know. I can hear it kind of. Okay, we'll come back to that.
Okay. Anyway, she's saying that she thinks she's just tired, but actually depression has affected her physically.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, but she's just like, "Oh, she's been so tired lately."
Mm.
I've been getting sick a lot lately, but like you're not thinking maybe it's your emotional and your mental health.
Gotcha.
That's really driving
it. Impacting your... Gotcha. One of them was like sleeping. It's all... A lot of them seem to do with like tiredness when it comes to the physical side of things.
Yeah.
Or what other people think of you.
Overthinking everything and overplanning. Mm. I'm glad I'm not like that. The need to make everything perfect and everyone happy, even if it's taking all my energy, as if validation from someone else will make it all better. Sometimes I start out on high power and then just crash, and I don't even enjoy what I've spent weeks or months planning.
Oh, whoa.
And no one will see me for months after as I retreat into my safe bubble. That one's very close to home for me. I definitely go through periods of, like, intense, like, content creation. Let's just that as an example. And then I start to be convinced that like everyone like either hates me or like doesn't like what I'm doing, and they're just like consuming the content out of pity. Kind of the same thing, right? You're kind of wrapping them all into one. And then you're just like, oh yeah, they just like at this point people are just tuning in because they feel bad and they're like, this poor guy. Like, and then like then I'll like go through an elongated period of not doing it. And yeah, dude, that resonates. It's tough. It's hard to be honest, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to be honest on the internet, but, like, it feels good, but it's also hard because you feel like people are going to, like... I think the hardest thing about content creation is, like, you feel like people are going to generalize the things that you say.
Put you in boxes.
And they're going to put you in a box that you don't belong in.
Right.
That's super difficult to deal with. I think that's probably, like, my fear.
Right.
That's why I find it hard to go to, like, an like, I try to be personal on the show. I try to be, like, vulnerable. But it's hard to go to, like, a super... like super deep level,
mm-hmm.
just because I'm like, that's the underlying fear is like, mm-hmm. if I share too much, then I'll be a fill in the blank or a fill in the blank, or somebody will come after me or my family because they'll think that I'm a fill in the blank, which is like, I think almost completely irrational fears, especially at our size. Like maybe when you're Joe Rogan or something,
sure.
Yeah. Maybe somebody will like try to track you down or whatever, but like, yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Psychosis.
Well, some of these
pull up, Kenny G. Oh, can we do that? Yeah, oh, yeah. I bet we can't. No, we can't.
Oh.
Oh, well, maybe for the purpose of critique or education,
okay,
commentation,
so,
commentating.
This is not.
I think we can
use
like a 15-second clip. Yes, we can.
This is not.
Yes,
part
we can.
Of the show
I look. Yes,
where we critique Kenny G.
Yeah,
songs.
We're gonna critique a Kenny G song right now. We're gonna critique it and tell 15 seconds of it, please. Only Tate.
Okay,
just to make sure we're fully compliant with
fair
use. Not that Kenny G would sue. Songbird, that's his most famous one.
What a great tune.
What a great tune. Songbird from 1996.
Let's listen to a sample of this of tune.
A free sample that's available on
this platform.
On this platform, online, on the internet. Uh-huh.
Let's
just skip it ahead.
Skip ahead. Okay, there's the first clip. Here's the second clip.
Oh. You heard this before. Everybody's heard this.
I have. I can understand why his daughter, Lauren.
All right.
I can understand why his daughter, Lauren, is slightly depressed.
Dude, if you want it, listen. So here's your one thing for today. Your one thing for today is if you dare and you're not super offended by coarse language and people absolutely destroying other people in an essay, I want you to look up Pat Metheny, who's a famous jazz guitar player.
Okay.
Pat Metheny on Kenny G. Metheny, I think. Metheny. Pat Metheny on Kenny G. And this dude writes an essay. And, like, poor Kenny G, dude. This dude's over here just trying to make some pop music on a saxophone. And, like, next thing you know, Pat Metheny's trying to... going for the takedown. Mm. But it's that's a pretty interesting article to read.
Pat about. Meth E-N-Y.
Yeah, Metheny.
Meth E-N-Y.
You got anything else for the people at home there, Tate?
Oh, nope.
All right, well, thanks for listening to Snack Break. You can always leave us, drop us a line. You can leave us a voice message on Anchor if you would like. Just go to our Anchor page. It's anchor.fm/snackbreak with Dan and Tate. Rate us on iTunes or Spotify or wherever. This thing's available freaking everywhere now. Anchor's great.
Yeah.
Thanks. Big shout out to Anchor and our friend there. What's his name?
what was his name?
Well, it's Owen now. We just changed it. Thanks, Owen.
We really appreciate you.
All right.
What a guy.
Mm.